What is Arabia Terra? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. The past Mariner missions of the 60s and 70s gave us our first real views of the Martian surface, from canyons to volcanoes to dried up river deltas formed billions of years ago. What is still less explored, however, is the floodplains between such magnificent valleys and deltas. So we're going to take a look at Mars's largest floodplain, Arabia Terra. So let's compare this to Earth for a moment. Rivers on Earth drain from upland areas, cutting into mountainous terrain before they reach their final destination, like a lake or sea. These low-lying areas are floodplains, much like the lower portions of the Mississippi or the Nile rivers. Arabia Terra is very old, completely covered in ancient impact craters and dating back to about 3.9 billion years ago, when most planetary scientists think Mars was at its wettest point in geologic time. What is puzzling is that Arabia Terra has less valley network geology than the other floodplains found around Mars. Recent global climate models of Mars indicated that an early Mars may have actually been a frozen wasteland, with large ice sheets covering most of the northern regions, like where Arabia Terra resides. This could explain why Arabia Terra is not as dissected with valleys. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is produced in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can find more episodes at kuaf.com.